mostly bothersome back pain all the way to cancer. Psychosomatic illnesses seem to be an inescapable part of the human condition. Yet, amazingly, in spite of the nearly universal prevalence of such disorders, the practice of psychosomatic medicine is almost totally unknown within today's medical community and plays virtually no part in contemporary medical study and research. Nowadays, when physicians and many psychiatrists are confronted with a psychosomatic disorder, they don't recognize it for what it is, and almost invariably treat the symptom. The enormity of this miscarriage of medical practice may be compared to what would exist if medicine refused to acknowledge the existence of bacteria and viruses. Perhaps the most heinous manifestation of this scientific medievalism has been the elimination of the term psychosomatic from recent editions of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM, the official publication of the American Psychiatric Association. One might as well eliminate the word infection from medical dictionaries. This astonishing state of affairs, scandalous really, didn't occur overnight. For the first half of the 20th century, the study and treatment of psychosomatic disorders was recognized by many medical professionals as a promising and important new frontier of medicine. Then, about 50 years ago, the American medical community took a wrong turn and simply abandoned its interest in psychosomatic medicine. I shall speculate on why this happened, but for now, the important thing to note is that as a direct result of turning its back on this vital branch of medicine, the medical profession has helped to spawn epidemics of pain and other common disorders affecting the lives of millions of Americans. I came upon psychosomatic medicine well along in my professional career when I began to see large numbers of people suffering from those common but sometimes mysterious conditions associated with bodily pain, primarily of the low back, neck, trunk, and limbs. I didn't know these disorders were psychosomatic. I hadn't trained in psychiatry or psychology, and it was only through direct daily confrontation with the suffering of my patients that I eventually came to recognize the true nature of their distress, and could then begin to administer effective treatment. Over the last 32 exciting and fruitful years, my colleagues and I have learned much. I've published 3 books to describe our work, our discoveries, and our successes. Those dealt largely with what I call the tension myositis syndrome, TMS, a painful psychosomatic disorder afflicting millions. The divided mind will deal with the full range of psychosomatic disorders, a far broader and more important subject. Psychosomatic disorders fall into 2 categories. 1. Those disorders that are directly induced by unconscious emotions, such as the pain problems, TMS, and common gastrointestinal conditions including reflux, ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, skin disorders, allergies, and many others. 2. Those diseases in which unconscious emotions may play a role in causation, but are not the only factor. They include autoimmune disorders like rheumatoid arthritis, certain cardiovascular conditions, and cancer. No one, as far as I know, who is currently studying these disorders includes unconscious emotions as potential risk factors. To my mind, this borders on the criminal. Psychosomatic processes begin in the unconscious, that dark, unmapped, and generally misunderstood part of our minds first identified by Sigmund Freud. Though it has yet to be appreciated by either physical or psychiatric medicine, unconscious emotions are a potent factor in virtually all physical, non-traumatic ills. I gave this book the title The Divided Mind because it is in the interaction of the unconscious and conscious minds that psychosomatic disorders originate. Those traits that reside in the unconscious that we consider the most troublesome, like childishness, dependency, or the capacity for savage behavior, are the products of an old primitive part of the brain, anatomically deep, just above the brainstem. Evolution has added what is called the neocortex, the new brain, the brain of reason, higher intelligence, communication, and morality.